Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Relationships 360 Degrees. I'm Tiffany Williams-Jallo, relationship enthusiast and host of this program, which airs Thursday nights at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. And on Relationships 360, my guest and I provide you with expert advice to help you repair, build, and maintain positive, long-lasting relationships. And this month on Relationships 360, we're going to be tackling the subject of abuse in a variety of forms, starting tonight with sexual abuse. And we're going to be talking to you about, how you can overcome sexual abuse. Of course, our guest will share his own personal story of survival. And we're going to also be equipping you with some information and tools so that you can, help others who have been victims of sexual abuse as well. And tonight I mentioned, that we have a guest and that has survived childhood sexual abuse, and he's helping others to do the same as the VP of the Board of Directors for an organization called Male Survivor. His name is Christopher Anderson. He lives in New York City, where he's currently enrolled at the Benjamin N. Cardozo School of Law. And Chris joined Male Survivor in 2007, shortly after finally realizing the extent to which the abuse he suffered as a child had profoundly impacted his life. As a member of Male Survivor, he has written essays and articles about his experiences. And in 2007, he gave the presentation 10 Things Every Therapist Should Know About Survivors at Male Survivors International Conference at John Jay College. He's going to be talking to us about the international conference that's being planned for 2012 a little bit later in the show. Chris has also attended 3 weekends of recovery and was one of the 200-plus survivors who took part in the historic Oprah Winfrey tapings in October of last year. Chris, thank you so much for waiting patiently as I gave that introduction. I really appreciate you spending some time with our listeners tonight. Of course, you're going to share your personal story of childhood sexual abuse in just a moment. But again, I want to thank you for coming on the program.
Well, hi, Tiffany. Thank you so very much for having me. I really appreciate it. That was a really, really wonderful introduction. I hope I can live up to it.
Well, I think so. That's why I invited you on. You're definitely an expert. Wanted to ask you about, before we, delve into this topic, about your experience being on the Oprah Winfrey Show.
It was a tremendously powerful taping. It really was. It was an amazing experience. Oprah flew. Oprah staff contacted us through Male Survivor and reached out to a couple of different organizations. And really, their staff did an absolutely amazing job finding out the right, everything that we needed to be, to feel safe and comfortable. And they were very, very respectful. And just the shows themselves, the tapings were amazingly powerful. It was really it was a blessing just to be in the room and to hear Tyler speak, to hear Tyler Perry, obviously, and Howard Fradkin, who's just an amazing therapist and has been very instrumental in a lot of the work we do with Male Survivor. They were sort of two of the big key figures of those two Oprah shows. It was an amazing experience. It was great.
And I understand Male Survivor, you said, I believe you had stated, before the show hit the air tonight, that it is the first organization specifically focused on providing information to males and boys on how to overcome sexual victimization.
Yes, that's correct. Malesurvivor.org is a tremendous resource and great organization. The website, obviously, is malesurvivor.org. We have a discussion board and a chat room on the site. There's currently, we're getting up to about 10,000 members, and we host moderated discussion forums where men from all over the world can come and talk about their experiences, find help, find access to resources for healing. We've got a directory for therapists all over the United States and in a couple of countries around the world. We also operate or oversee an amazing weekend of recovery program that's really helped change the lives of over 1,000 men now over the past 10 years. We do currently we have about 5 weekends of recovery every year. And we're working on expanding that program. And we have an amazing group of very, very talented and trained therapists and facilitators who donate their time at those weekends to really help create a wonderful experience for all of the attendees.
Well, I want to get more into what your organization does a little bit later in the program.
Sure.
But I do want to give you an opportunity you had agreed to share, you know, your story of childhood sexual abuse. I think it's very, very important for our listeners to hear. Possibly there may be some listeners that may have gone through a similar experience, but they just haven't come to terms with it yet. So if you would, if you can just share your story with us. And if you could also talk about, you know, the profound impact that it had on your adult life as well and how you were able to overcome it.
Sure, absolutely. Well, I, like so many other people, didn't exactly have the greatest, most idyllic of childhoods. There were always problems at home. Mom and Dad were fighting a lot. Times were tough. And in my case, actually, there was somebody in the neighborhood who actually became a friend. I wound up meeting he had a son who was about my age. We wound up sort of becoming play friends, and every now and again I'd go over to their house. And over the course of a couple of months, he really sort of took a liking to me, and you know, this is. I didn't really have a lot of strong male role models in my life at that time. I was somewhere around 8 to 10 years old at the time. This was one of the first times that I really felt like there was an adult who was sort of reaching out and really kind of taking me under their wing. Made me feel really safe, secure. I felt good, you know, hanging around him. Unfortunately, a couple of months, some things happened. He asked me if I wanted to wrestle. And I remember there are two specific occasions that I really remember, and I won't go into a lot of graphic detail because I don't want to, you know, trigger any of your listeners, or upset anybody unduly. I remember twice. There were occasions where not only did he ask if I wanted to wrestle, he asked me if I wanted to wrestle with him and to do it in his bedroom. There were a couple of occasions where there was touching that shouldn't have gone on. There were things that shouldn't have happened, but I was so young, I didn't really know what was going on at the time, and I knew something wasn't right, but I just really didn't know what to do about it. I didn't know what to say about it. And it happened but 2 or 3 times, and afterwards I just kind of remember feeling just strange and confused, and I kind of just sort of walked away from him and never really went back again, but I never really thought about it that much afterwards.